Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 353. How are we all doing?
Apparently the old MacBites are fun to listen to.
Yes.
Yes, when there were three.
When there were three, three became two, and then two became three, and then four. Siri, Lady Siri.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of Lola. Five in that case.
Oh, dear, dear. Yeah, I was first. Thank you. Congratulations, Alex. Second.
Jonathan thinks there's been some shenanigans going on.
Elaine had help from Mike. Well, I'll let Mike fill you in on what happened there.
I was supposed to be doing a webinar from 6 till 7. So I opened up the chat early. So I said to Elaine, you could go in and say first. So she did at about...
I was goaded.
6:15. And then I looked into my webinar and nobody turned up. I mean, the delegates might have turned up, I don't know. It's like sitting outside a locked office.
Yeah. Nobody opened the room for you, did they?
You know when you log into go to webinar and it says, yeah, basically it'll be open when the organizer turns up. Well, the organizer didn't turn up.
That's shocking.
So I don't know what's happened. I don't know if the company's gone bankrupt or
overnight.
It could happen.
It could. Anything could happen.
Or they just forgot.
Yeah.
Or they think it's at 7 o'clock and they're gonna ring me in a minute.
Yep, that could happen as well. All these things have happened. Oh, Alex suspects an inside job. Okay, it was really. It was Mike. Hello, Tony. Oh. Who else have we got? Who else have we got? Paul! Hello, Paul. How are you doing down under? Let us know. Hello, Kim. Into her second year, no less. It feels longer, doesn't it? aren't the old MacBites fun to listen to? Which one was on?
I've no idea. But every time I log in, the Bergster's yakking away.
Oh, the Bergster. He was fabulous fun. He really was.
This webinar is over.
I nearly said a rude word there involving Sherlock, but never mind. Oh, well. You were thinking it was opening at 7, weren't you? But, you know, we're not in Do Not Copy and Paste 3 weeks yet. Can you imagine how chaotic it'll be when we are?
Oh, somebody's mailed me.
Oh, surprise,
hello,
surprise.
Hello, Mike. I want to know if you're indeed the person offering classes for Excel on the website, Your Own 60. Yes.
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 And after that?
What? No, that's it.
They weren't from the company, were they?
No, they were a punter.
Well, you can get back and say, yes, that was me, but nobody would let me in. Oh, last night, just after the show, I realised the iPad had been announced 10 years ago. iPad 2. Oh, what fun that was. Who bought an iPad 2? That was the one with the magnetic case, the cover. Oh, what a day. But the interesting thing to me was I thought, I'll just whip back and have a look at the presentation. Oh, Steve Jobs. What a man. What a man when it came to presenting. Had his foibles. Not that much of a nice man in other areas. Like denying his first child was his child. Things like that. But could he present? Only thing I will say, looking back at it, he did look ill. And I think we knew that at the time, but we didn't want to admit it. But what a presentation. Loved it. Oh, that was the day we went to Liverpool to collect it. But that was much later because it came out almost 3-4 weeks later because it came out earlier in the States. But we did have a fabulous time when we went down to Liverpool. So I went to my blog because I knew I'd blogged about it. Found it. Why is it you can't leave a blog for 2 seconds before something falls off? This time I'd got a video. Or I'm presuming it's a video. And it's in the page and I can see it in edit mode, but it's just blank. It just looks like a huge gap in the blog post.
Oh.
I thought, here we go again. You just can't leave a blog alone before bits drop off. But, oh, the presentation was well worth seeing. Can highly recommend that. What have we got going on here? Who else have we got? Hello, Anthony. Oh, Kim had a webinar on pharmacology. And a good webinar. Excellent. Even better. Anthony got the iPad too. It was the case. I mean, let's be honest, it was the case. I know it was a redesign from iPad 1, but it was that case. The fact you could open the case. I just sat there for hours opening and closing it like some sad person. Oh, but I did enjoy myself with it. I think that one was imaginatively called iPad 2. It's before I got exotic with the naming. What else have we got? Kim says it was interesting that they're coming up with card based on each person's DNA that will help the pharmacology to work out the dose, be best to treat you individually. Wouldn't it be good if that's how the COVID thing was going? I'm leaving the COVID thing alone. We're not talking COVID in the UK today because it's budget day. Budget day is when the Chancellor of the Exchequer, the money man, tells us how much more money we're going to have to be paying for everything to pay for the COVID thing. So I've deliberately ignored it. Apparently, if you are a business and your profit is over $250,000, you'll be paying 6% more tax in a couple of years to pay for the COVID thing. So apart from that, I'm walking away, leaving it alone. Leaving it alone. Anthony says, even though he was a genius, I don't think he was a particularly nice person. I've got to agree, Anthony. He could be very abrupt with people. There was a story from a photographer, and the photographer gave as good as he got. He'd been charged with getting a photo of him for the cover of, like, Time magazine or something. And he was in a really grumpy mood, and he didn't want to be where the photographer was suggesting. And I forget how the conversation went, but the upshot was the photographer stood his ground and Steve Jobs backed down. But there's no need to be a complete arse about it, is there? And denying that the first child he had was his was just, I mean, that went on for 10 years before he said, oh, OK, then. I mean, really? No, not good. That's not cool. Not cool. But I think he was, what shall we say, miles better than Timmy when he comes to Apple, because Timmy drives me mad. You all know that. CQ, Deb, CQ. Kim thinks we'll be paying for COVID for the rest of our lives. I agree. I mean, he's also extended the furlough scheme till September, I think. But, you know, I know people who are swinging it with that. Not particularly the people. I mean, I don't know what the people involved could actually do about it. So when I say people swinging it, businesses who have sent people home to work from home, but they're claiming they're on furlough. So not the person particularly claiming they're on furlough. I mean, obviously they're in cahoots with it. But, you know, I know people like that. And that really does push all of my buttons. But what can you do about it? I mean, report them to whom? And who would do anything about it? There are no words at times. I mean, at the very beginning, we had Posh Spice putting her staff on furlough, claiming money from the government. And there was another one as well who was very well known and got called out for it. And quite rightly so. I mean, we're not even out of it yet. Never mind how long we'll be paying for it. Forever. Forever. Do you think Elaine and Mike have forgotten about us? No, of course not. I'm here. Aren't you hearing me? Surely. Surely you are hearing me.
There must be.
There must be.
People are replying.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with Jonathan.
Who's that?
Who's what?
Who said that?
Jonathan. Keep up with the plot. Keep up with the plot. HMRC. Oh, let's not go there. I guess you could, but it feels a bit icky, but you know you're right. But then it's like one person. So how many thousands more are doing that? Bad news.
Well, I can hear you.
Whole thing's bad news is what I'll say. Well, Mike, what you don't know, which I do know, we're on the backup server yet again. But the other one's actually working. Didn't give me an error.
Oh.
So if you want to have a play with that while we're actually live and think, oh, could it possibly be working? Do let me know.
It'll go down again tomorrow.
Talking about anniversaries, It's also the anniversary today of the first meeting. Lola, will you stop sneezing? Oh, you're upside down, that's why. Always sneezes when she's upside down. It's an anniversary of the first meeting of the Homebrew Computer Club, 1975. Oh, and do you know what I wish I could do? I'm assuming everybody knows what that is. It was a computing group that Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak attended and was demonstrated one of the Apple computers, and within a year they'd incorporated and they were selling them. I wish we could time travel back there with some photos. Poor Jonathan's missed the beginning of the show. Jonathan, how did you manage it? What's going on? Mike can hear everything and so can everybody else. So it's just you, Jonathan. Oh, he's here now. Hello, Jonathan. You'll have to listen on demand when I've got it edited. There you go. I would like to time travel back to that very first Homebrew Computer Club meeting and take with me like a montage, like a time capsule of what the internet has become, with selfies and trout pouts and all the rest of it, and show the homebrew guys. And I reckon they'd run away screaming. Yet they were the beginning of all this. They enabled the trout pout people. Mm. Oh, fun times. Anyway, who's seen the rumours? Although, is this a rumour if there's a picture? There's supposed to be a new Apple Pencil on the way, potentially within the next 3 to 4 weeks. I will put in a link to Twitter. Hello, Renee. Put in a link to Twitter where there is a photograph of said pencil. It's in two halves, by the look of it. It doesn't look unlike Pencil 2. You can't see if it's got a flat side to it, which I presume it would have to charge. And the tip is separate from it in this photo. And I think the tip is slightly wider. But the horrific thing about it is it's shiny, whereas Pencil 2 was matte and much better for it. Pencil 1 was just too slippy. So why they'd go back to shiny again, I don't know. Do we believe that? Do we believe that photo? I'm hoping if it's shiny, it's not slippy, but I think it's going to be if that's it. It doesn't actually look that different. It's possibly a little bit shorter, but I'm not sure. So what do you think? Oh, was this a new episode of Matt Batch? Did you miss that, Jonathan? We'll have to sit down and have a cup of tea and think about that, won't we, Jonathan? See what I did there, Mike? That was clever, wasn't it? Poor Mike, he's lost the plot. The eye kettle?
Yeah.
Yeah, see what I did? Yeah. Oh, very good.
You see, you're subtle. I just said, oh, where's your review?
Leave Jonathan alone, he's a busy boy.
We'll get it. We'll get it.
When we least expect it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like a Matt Vice.
No, we wouldn't do that to you, Jonathan. We wouldn't. Important announcements. Oh, we could say anything, couldn't we? No, Jonathan, you didn't. I don't know with that pencil. I don't know if that's going to be real or not. With the pencil, unless they're changing the charging mechanism, there really isn't much that they can do with the pencils. Oh, Renee's already got two, so we'll pass. Are they Pencil 1 or Pencil 2? I've got two Pencil 1s and a Pencil 2.
I've got one Pencil 1.
Except when you lost it.
I didn't lose it.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Domestic at my base headquarters. No, it was next door.
Oh, right. Was he just not charged?
He was just not charged.
Yeah, I lost mine once, didn't I?
I found it in the bed. Stuck up my backside.
not literally, he means figuratively. I inadvertently left my pencil in the bed. It was Pencil 1 at the time. I was working in there. I told you I work in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was working and I forgot to bring it back in. Then I couldn't find it. And then Mike sat on the bed and said, what the And then I found it.
It's not like you not to have an inventory.
I know. Yeah. I know. I don't know what happened that day.
Do you remember the Falklands War? I counted them all out, counted them back in again.
Yeah, I know I usually do. I don't know what happened.
So the kit you take to bed,
yeah,
is not the kit you got up with.
Oh, Kim likes pencil one, like to twirl it. Oh, no, Renee's got three. One pencil one and two pencil twos. The pencil one potentially could be quite handy with the iPad mini, but now they're talking about potentially having an iPad mini Pro, which is like, I'm losing the will to live with all the different variations of the products. Can we just simplify this? Do you remember when there was just one iPad? Oh, life was so much easier. Which iPad do you want, that one? All you had to decide with iPad 1 was if you wanted cellular and what storage you wanted. Life was so much easier. iPad 2, jeopardy. Do you want white? Do you want black? Oh, dear. I decided on black. Then it was what colour cover do you want? Now it's like, what size do you want it? And you think, well, OK, A or B. Oh, dear. There's like 900 different sizes. I don't know. I don't know what I want. It is just too confusing as far as I'm concerned. And there's never an excuse to have a pink one, is there, Mike?
No.
Under no circumstances should you ever, ever need a pink one of anything. But apparently that's going to be an option across the board. Oh, dear me. I don't see them just changing the pencil for the sake of it, but then you never know. This is Apple, way to make money. I actually think the perfect pencil would be Pencil 2, but with the tip of the top tip, you know, the bit that covers the charging bit. Because I like that to have that top that I suggested, which has got like the rubber tip on it. Because when I'm training or demonstrating an iPad, the last thing you want is tap, 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 tap all the way through the demo. So it's actually quite handy to have the rubber tip on it where you don't hear it. So with Pencil 2, if I'm trying to work with Pencil 2, I have to use Pencil 1 upside down for that in a demo. It's annoying. It's very annoying. I have to remember to charge Pencil 1. Not that I actually need to charge Pencil 1 to do that with it, to be honest. And I know exactly where it is because it's in my little zippy casey thing. The one that I actually demoed, I think that was either after hours 1 or after hours 2. And it was the contents of my Apple Pencil case, which there's so much in there. It's unbelievable. Everything from full cables to spare tips to a little bag with the original tips in, because I've replaced them with these rubber tips. They're in there. My adapters are in there. Alternative pencils are in there. It's stacked to the gills, considering the size of it. Good night, Jonathan. I think Jonathan managed at least 5 minutes tonight, didn't he? In between sitting there waiting, thinking he'd been forgotten. Poor Jonathan.
Like me with my webinar.
Absolutely. Oh, just look at Lola tonight. Honestly, I'm going to get a screen cap of that.
Yeah, it's a pity to wake her and go and play, isn't it?
Yeah, leave her be while she's quiet.
I'll leave her.
No, what I've done tonight, let me get that sent if I can send it.
Oh, it must be the football.
Oh, yeah.
In the park.
Maya did that. Do you remember that foam ball thing he had? Oh, he was so happy.
I thought she was going to bring it back, but she didn't. I thought she was going to carry it in hell.
Maya did.
She's partial to a football.
She does really like footballs, doesn't she? Right. I've got to sign in again. Honestly, this thing will be the death of me. Sign in with email. What's the point of an iOS app where you've got to sign in every time you use it? I mean, really? And then with one password, tap here, tap there, tap somewhere else. Don't tempt me. Right, we're in. Okay, so while that's thinking about it, I'll go get the picky. She's behind me, you see. And when she's behind me during the day, she literally gets right behind my chair. So I can't see her. So without moving the chair, and I can't move the chair in case the wheel wheels over her fur. So this is what we have to do. I actually put the camera from the landing, because she's not on the landing, in the office so I can see behind my own chair, like a wing mirror. So that's why this is like in night mode, this picture. But she's right next to me, kind of just off to my right, but hiding a bit. Right, Let's get the app, get the link, and get the picky up there. Where are we? There's the link. Ooh, Thermomix Curry Night Session. Enjoy yourself. Right, there's Lola. There's Lola. Too cute. Too cute for Christmas, isn't she? Like a little baby.
Kiva's playing with a bit of banana.
I don't know what Lola would do with banana, do you?
She'd probably eat it.
She's well away. And her little paws are going, so she's chasing squirrels. Ah. Right, Kim loves the rubber tip I recommended. I call that, for Pencil One, Pencil Pro. I mean, why didn't they think of doing that? I know they probably were thinking they want to get away from that kind of rubber tip pencil thing, but it's useful. So why not put it there? But that's Apple all over, isn't it? At least somebody made them so we could get hold of them. The rubber tip adds the ability. So the old style of stylus where it had a rubber tip on it, and you could just like stab at stuff. You can use that quietly without the tap, tap, tap. So for a demo, it's perfect. I wouldn't say it actually adds anything to the pencil other than the ability to do that with it. So you can flip the pencil round, and sometimes it is just easier not to have the tap, tap, tap. That could just be me, but Kim loves it. Playing with a bit of banana. We're going to need to see what Lola would do with a bit of banana.
Mm.
Of course, that's not easy these days, is it? You've got to go get the banana. So you know, that'd have to go on the shopping order. Hi, Tracy. Bye, Tracy. At least she popped in. She popped in. That's excellent. It went to a dead end. Did it? What? The one of Lola?
No, it's working.
No, that's working.
It said it was still uploading the content, so try again, Tony.
Are we sitting in the dark? Yes, we are. We always sit in the dark. I guess we could put a light on, couldn't we? Cast shadows, though. Yeah, we sit in the dark, because you've got to remember, there's 5-6 monitors on in here, so it's quite bright enough, to be honest. But yeah, I train in the dark as well. Which is why on a Friday when I have to type quite a bit, I'm like making mistakes because it's dark and I can barely see the keyboard. Just always have. Always have. Don't tend to put the light on much at all. Which is why it gets me. You know these people that with their Earth Hour, I can't even remember what month that is anymore. But this thing came in a few years ago and it was like very popular on Twitter. It's Earth Hour today. And what you're supposed to do is turn the lights off. So I'm sitting here, you know, that would be the hour that I would put the light on. Not just to be awkward, you know, it's just coincidentally happened to be I put the light on during Earth Hour. Then you get berated for it. And the people that are berating you have probably flown like 6 million air miles more than I have. We never have the light on in here, unless we've lost something. And even then, there's a torch next to me. That sounds weird, doesn't it? It's a magnetic torch that is magnetised to the side of my helmet drawer. And it means that, you know, if I drop something under the table or something where you wouldn't see it with the light anyway, I have a torch. So we very, very seldom have the lights on. The other reason is... This is even weirder, isn't it? So weird in here. Is she snoring again?
Mm.
Oh, she's just too cute. If you could see her little face. She's got her teeth out for you, Kim, so you can see them. Yeah, the other reason with the light is the light in here was a standard light when it was a bedroom. Many moons ago, at least 15 years ago, we decided with it being an office that we would put a different light in. So the light that we put in was very popular at the time. It's like, it's the kind of light you would tend to see in a living room. It's a long pole with 4 lights shining off it like spotlights using the GU10 bulbs. That's important. So I said, I really like that one. So we got it and I installed it. It meant that we could move the spotlights around to where they didn't reflect off the screen, which is really useful. So we put it all in. And it's great. No problem at all with the light. Apart from these GU10 bulbs are not the new LED type things. These are whatever GU10 bulbs are. If I held a piece of bread up just above my head, it would probably cook to toast. It's that hot. The heat these bulbs generate should be illegal. So if we do put the light on, it's like, yeah, it's 5 minutes, Mike, turn it off. I'm frying. We are looking. You can now get GU10 socket things putting in there, but they're actually LED bulbs. So we'll probably try something like that when I get round to it. But the other thing with the GU10 bulbs and this thing that I put up, it's like stainless steel, very office looking. You've got to unscrew three very long screws to get the bulb out. And I'm looking at it now and thinking, what did you buy that for, woman? It's that bad. Like, that would be 12 screws just to change the bulbs. Which means a ladder, which, oh, no, no. So, no, we don't use the lights. Short version, Kim, we don't use the lights. Sapphire and steel. Oh, yeah, I did get sapphire and steel. I'm poised to watch the first episode, but I got sidetracked. My favourite actor did one episode of a series 3 years ago. And it was on Amazon Prime Video, but only if you subscribed to an extra channel. And I have no desire to do that. So I'd never seen this episode of this program. It was called Queens of Mystery. So I tried looking for it many times and no, couldn't find it. It's such a shame Tracy isn't with us because this is hysterical in a Spanish way. So last night, I happened to be on Internet Movie Database, so I thought I'll just go have a look at favourite actor's page, see if he's up to anything at the minute. But, you know, COVID, probably not. Plus the fact he's pushing 70. So went and had a look, and right at the top of the list was this Queens of Mystery thing. And I thought, well, I still haven't seen that yet. I thought, I wonder if it's on YouTube. So I toddle off. Now, I've checked YouTube for it before and it wasn't. This time I found a playlist that said it had all the episodes on. I thought, yes, result. Heads off to this playlist. It had all the behind the scenes stuff. There was a 5 minute piece about how storyboarding worked in it, which I'd already seen. But all of the episodes were there, but all of the videos had been removed. I thought, darn it. So I went back to the search and tried again. And this time I found the first episode. And I thought, oh, there was only six episodes. So I thought, I wonder if the others are there. And they were. But I also knew from the behind the scenes things that you'd have to watch all six or it wouldn't make any sense. So I thought, right. I've got all six. Awesome. So I started watching it. It was very quirky. It was a little bit like Midsummer Murders meets Miss Marple. It was screaming for a second series. But it was all right. I'm not a huge fan of Midsummer Murders, to be honest. I mean, it's all right. But, you know, it's not exactly The Wire, is it? It's okay. It's very cozy murder type thing. And this was pretty similar. It was quirky. I love the fact Juliet Stevenson was doing the narration. So she actually is telling you what the characters are thinking. So there I am. Watches the first four episodes. They were all right. Gets to episode five. And there were six episodes. It was three stories. And each one had two parts. So this thing was like an hour 40. I thought, awesome, let's get it on. Let's get George up on the screen. Up pops George, not in the first couple of scenes. So he didn't even appear until probably about 7 minutes in. And he was playing a really nasty character. And then in true Midsummer Murders fashion, where the murder's like utterly ridiculous, he's on the stage pretending to do a speech from Hamlet. When a sandbag falls on his head and that's it. 20 minutes in, he was dead. So the only bits that I saw of him were like 2 minutes at the 5 minute mark, and then basically like the bit where he died. The rest of it was flashbacks. That was really worth waiting for, that. Oh, never mind, eh? When you do an unboxing, do you have a special light? Yes, I do. I have two special lights. I had one special light until COVID, and then it got a twin. So how they work, the one that's been here the longest is to my right, and it's on a microphone arm leaning over the top of the monitor, so it illuminates just my desk. I added a second one that was identical, but I didn't want it on the same kind of arm. So I put that on an extending selfie stick. You know, when I do the unboxing and it was a selfie stick, it obviously is not to use as a selfie stick. I put this light on the top of it. The reason that I would have a light and actively turn off the light in the office is the light in the office is behind me. So there would be shadow on the desk. The lights I use for the unboxing and anything that's like physical. So if I'm doing a session and I'm using an iPad and you need to see the iPad, the lights would be on for that as well. The lights are in front of me, so there's no shadows. They're ring lights, I think it's 6-inch ring lights. You can control the colour, you can control the brightness. So when there's an unboxing, those two are turned on. And it's actually on my checklist. If unboxing equals true, turn lights on. So yes, there's two lights. I think actually we unboxed one of them. We would have had the other one there already. These lights attracted brethren. So I had one and then I bought a second one. And then Mike needed one on his computer because obviously COVID, you need decent lighting for your Zoom calls. And then there's another one in the studio because Mike was doing a lot of stuff in there as well. But these lights are that bright. There's only one in the studio. And like they're not these big hulking 12 to 14 inch things. They're just 6 inches. They are so bright, we have to turn it down in the studio. So they were a very good investment. They didn't even cost that much. But they're metal. Most of them are plastic and I wanted metal because it's better for the heat. The heat dissipates through the metal rather than the plastic getting hotter and hotter. But yes, that's how we do it, Kim. We have extra lighting. So I will be watching Sapphire and Steel. That's up next. I couldn't not watch this one. I'd waited 3 years to see, but it really wasn't worth the wait. Oh, I was wondering if he got paid the same as all the other actors, given that he was there for like 5 seconds. Imagine that's not the first time he's been there for 5 seconds, is it, Mike?
No.
No, he's not very well known. And the other thing was he walked on and I thought, good grief, he looks like he did in Dangerfield. So it was like deja vu. Ah, never mind. Right. You can get LED GU10s. You've got 10 of them in the kitchen. Oh, 10. Is that in one setting? We've got one in the front room that's got 14 bulbs. If they all go at once, we'll be there forever changing them. Mind you, we hardly use that. It's like a nuclear winter when you turn that on. So much so. I said to Mike, well, when we'd installed, it was a bit of a farce installing it. We knew. Mum had decided she liked my light so much that she was going to get one of these four spotlight things. So she gets one. I installs it. I know it's absolutely fine and it was working fine. And then about 3 or 4 years later, it started popping bulbs. And I said, there's something wrong with that. And she said, no, it's the house wiring. I said, it's not. There's something wrong with that. I need to look at it. No, no, no. But the thing was, when this thing blew bulbs, do you remember the one it blew all over the dog's blanket? And we had to take the dog's blanket outside because there could have been shards of glass in it. And you didn't want him licking it either. And then it had to go through the wash. So he was disgusted with us that, you know, this thing he'd spent months stinking up then had to be washed. Not impressed. Not impressed, dog. Because it would blow the light and it actually blow it out of its socket. And I the number of times I said, Mom, I need to look at it. No, no. Anyway, once she died, I said to Mike, don't turn that light on because there's something wrong with it. So I said, I'm going to take that light out. To prove the point, whether it was the actual fitting itself or the household cable, you needed to change it. And we had two light fittings that I could have put in there. One was a smallish one. It's got something like 7 bulbs on it, though. So it would have been bright enough for the front room, which is where it was. But it was very flat to the ceiling. The other one is an extravaganza. Oh, you should see this thing. It's like, well, it's got 14 bulbs. It hangs down from the ceiling and they're all like twisted round each other. It's huge. The thing was, the tiny one with the seven bulbs on, had a huge plate that you would put against the ceiling, which is fantastic because they're easy to fit. This massive one, honestly, it would take two of you to lift it, had a tiny ceiling plate, no more than 3.5 to 4 inches. You've got to try and fit this, install it, while working around all the arms on the thing, the 14 bulbs, with this tiny plate. And you're trying to fit it over an existing hole in the ceiling. The chances of it working are slim to non-existent. So I said to Mike, I'm going to put the small one up. I said, because I just can't face doing the big one. So once I got the old one down, I'm looking at it. And I thought, oh, it would look fabulous, though. It would look good. So I said, I'll give it a go. I said, but I'm not hopeful. Because one, it must be very heavy. Two, you'd be fitting it to an existing bracket or reusing the holes. I said, and the chances of it lining up and covering up what it needs to cover up are very slim. I just wish they'd make them fractionally bigger. So we gets up there. I tries it. Proof of concept, it fitted. I thought, I said, right, I'm going to change the bracket and make sure that it's the right bracket, and then we'll fit this thing. And we did. And I said, just don't touch it. Then we had to screw in all 14 bulbs. And then we turned it on. And we stood well back on the basis that, you know, Mum was, it'll be the house wiring. It'll be a huge job. And I'm like, no, it won't. You just need to change the fitting. So stand well back just in case she was right. No, she wasn't. It's fine. It's been fine ever since. So it was this fitting that she'd bought. But we turned this thing on, and with its 14 bulbs, we just went, we went blind with it. So I said, you know what we need now, don't you? He said, what? I said, now we need a dimmer switch. So then we had to go out and buy a dimmer switch because there's no way you could live with this thing on all the time. And to add insult to injury, we also installed two wall lights, and we had a stand light in the corner. If we turn the lot on, mind you, you'd never need to paint, would you? Because it makes the walls look absolutely blind you white.
True.
So I installed this switch anyway, so we sorted that out. So I think the only place we've got left now to do is the back room and the hall. And the hall, I just look at it and think, yeah, soon. Because it's got to be flat. It's got to be flat because ages ago, my mum said, I've got this beautiful thing for the hall, like a lampshade. And I looked at it and I said, that's great, that, Mum. I said, you do realise the door won't open, don't you? Because it hung down too low. And she was like, no, the door will clear it by a mile. She goes outside. There were bad words said. The door did not clear it. So we had to stick with the one that's there. But the one that's there is a nightmare to change the bulb. It's got this tiny little screw at the side. Why isn't tech useful? Why don't they make things? You know, like Apple use silly screwdrivers, silly screw types. And then you have to buy a special kit. Even if you could open it, which now, you know, they just seal them shut and that's that. It's the same with this light thing. You've got to get a screwdriver between the glass bowl that is where the bulb is and the ceiling. And there's a like a quarter of an inch gap. So you need a long screwdriver. But then the head on the screw is that tiny and it's been in and out that many times. So it's chewed up. The chances of getting this out again. So the last time I changed the bulb, I said to Mike, there's no way we can ever do that again. I'm going to need a new screw, which would mean taking the screw out of it and going out to the DIY shop to buy a screwdriver or a screw. That's not happening, is it? So we just have to hope it never needs replacing. Did I mention we had a torch? There you go. LEDs, work with the Apple HomeKit. I've got Philips bulbs and I've got some other bulbs. Let me get the phone and see what make they are, because they were cheap and cheerful and they work brilliantly with the A-Lady. Smart Life. I think each bulb was about £8, whereas the other ones were like 40. So I thought, well, it's only a proof of concept to try with the A-Lady. So I did. Setting them up was a living nightmare. Do you remember how it used to flash?
Yeah.
You had to set them up, and there was like three different ways of setting them up. And only the third way worked, but you had to go through the other two ways first. And obviously I'm sat here with a house full of bulbs thinking this is like the rest of my life. You get to the last one and it says it will flash rapidly or it will flash slowly. Well, the rapid flash, Mike came up from downstairs and he said, "You're going to have an epileptic fit at this rate." I said, I'm trying not to look at the bulb. I said, but it needs to do it via Wi-Fi. So that's why I'm stood here wafting the phone at it. But once they were all configured, yeah, it works really, really well. And they're not the ones that change colour. So I have contemplated, you know, the ones that change colour. So might have a think about that. But they're all working with the A-Lady, so we can say to turn the lights on and off, which I think I mentioned at the beginning of COVID. That's so important. Because you're not touching the light switches with your hands. That is important in COVID times, isn't it? This is where those automatic ones come on. That'd be a good idea. You know, where you have a sensor, motion sensor. Mind you, that didn't end well last time, did it, Mike? The motion sensor thing at NID.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it exploded.
The one you blew up.
Yeah, I blew it up. It wasn't my fault. It self-destructed, Mike.
Whatever.
Obviously, there was only me there at the time. So clearly I got the blame, but that's not the point. Yes, it's exploded, so I won't be doing that again. We'll not be trying that again. Oh, dear. Oh, and Anthony's got Philips Hue as well. Each room's got a sensor. You never have to turn the lights on and off. There you go. Anthony's ahead of me. You can have different moods in the office. I have seen those... you know, the strip ones that you can cut and put like under your desk or behind your computer and that kind of stuff. I've seen those and you know, they look kind of cute. They do change colour. They're not even that expensive anymore. So you never know. But of course, that would mean getting behind the computer. Yeah. Maybe 2028. After the COVID thing. Maybe. Just look at Lola's little face in that picture. What does she look like? And now she's rolled the other way. So now her paws are the other way. Oh, she likes it. I think she must think it's nighttime in here. But then pretty much it's dark all the time, isn't it?
Mm.
You're thinking now we're like the Addams Family, aren't you? Weird. But then you knew that already.
Well, we are. Weird.
The sensors are handy. Yeah, I'm thinking the sensors would be handy. I wonder if each bulb... Because, see, this was the problem that Mike had. When the internet went off, the bulbs weren't responding. And I said, you do realise the switches still work, don't you? And no, he didn't. You'd totally forgotten that, hadn't you? Couldn't get the lights on. Turn it off, wait 2-3 seconds, and then turn it on. Mm. Now you've got a light. I have to leave instructions for those. Anthony's got a display unit in the living room with an LED strip behind it. Makes it look amazing. Probably added an extra £200 if you bought it like that. They do look good when you see them, don't they? That's what I'm thinking. What would actually work nicely in here is a little tiny shelf in the corner with like a light behind it. So I need to think about the lighting. Oh, and Kim's got them underneath the cabinets in the kitchen. Oh, would you, Kim, you need to talk to Kath about that. Kath's just had those installed. Got a photo a couple of weeks ago. Kaz was bored. Honestly, Kaz. So her and Joe redid the kitchen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. There was a before picture and after picture. And it just, I don't think they'd redone, I don't think they'd taken the units out, but I think they changed the doors. And it did look amazing. So, yeah, they put those in.
We have one bulb left in the kitchen.
We always take it down to one bulb.
Yeah.
Well, and then replace them all.
There's no point.
No, because you're up and down, aren't
yeah,
you?
Exactly.
Get the ladders out, get up there. And the thing is, the covers that are over these bulbs, which are LED bulbs, you could screw them forever, couldn't you? It takes about 10 minutes to get one off. And then, of course, you've got to get it off, wipe it over because it's in the kitchen and then push it back up. So changing a bulb in this house, you know, you need to allocate a couple of hours just in case. Oh. Yeah, I was amazed, Kim. I think it was just before she went in hospital. which you look at the job, and I think it was done in a day as well. And the after picture had all the lights underneath, and I thought, that looks amazing. I need to do that. Mind you, you know, Lola, she's on her own in the kitchen, might decide it's a good idea to eat the lights. You never trust her. Never trust a Samoyed. If there's mischief to be got in, oh, they'll find it. Like today in the park when she found a toy. When Mayer found a toy in the park, he brought it home with him. He was ever so young, and he found this sponge ball that had been abandoned. Big thing, about the size of a basketball. Way bigger than a football. Walks home with it in his mouth. Literally, like, snorting out of his nose as he was going. Dad rings us and says, you know, I'm bringing the dog back from the park. Come out and have a look. And there he is with this ball. So I'm thinking, oh, this will be amazing. You know, we'll be able to show Mike when he gets in. By the time Mike got in, did I mention it was a foam ball? He had ripped it to shreds. There was nothing to see. He just sat there for an hour, just tearing chunks off it. Lola's pretty much destroyed the toy, hasn't she, yeah, of her own? But you were playing football with her in the park.
Found a football in the park. Well, oh, she found a football in the park.
She did look like she was going to be carrying it home, but it was probably a bit big because it did have air in it, didn't it? Mm.
Kiva found a lacrosse ball in the park.
What are dogs like? Do you know the one thing neither of ours has been interested in? Maya picked a stick up once.
She's forever picking sticks.
Oh, she likes sticks, don't you? Well, she didn't bring them home.
No.
That's weird, isn't it?
Because I tell her to drop.
Well, you never know what's on it. Yeah, exactly. COVID and all that. Leave it be. Don't touch it. Oh, no. If she finds something, I think one day she may well come home with it. But as you can see at the moment, bless her little cotton socks, she's well away. Well away.
We chasing squirrels yet?
Yes, yeah, we are. She's rolled the other way, so her paws are on the left-hand side of that picture. Why don't I just take another picture? Let's try and get a picky of it. In fact, could I get a picky on the phone? Should do a video because her little paws are moving. Oh, dear me. All right, you see, if I do it on the phone, bearing in mind we're in complete darkness here, these pictures aren't bad, are they? The dark photo things. You know when it takes it in when it's dark? Because you can see how dark it is on the other one. Let's get this up to cloud up. Go on.
I've had a spam email here.
Oh, you won?
From David Moyes.
I would imagine he'd have more to do than worry about that.
I don't think
that.
It's the David Moyes.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
Right, let's see if I can get this picture.
I'll empty the spam now. There we go.
It's this gone. Just shows you, because you can see from the other photo how dark it actually is in here. And that's what it's like when you take it with the iPhone. And you can see her paws there. Her left paw is against one of my helmers, and it's tatting, it's rat-a-tatting on the side of it with her claws as she's chasing squirrels. She's just too cute. Oh, because she was quite fretful before when you went in there. She doesn't like it when we're not all together.
No.
And then she decided to settle, and then Mike came back in, and she wasn't in the slightest bit interested. Not in the slightest bit interested. Slept through his arrival. When bad words were said about his webinar.
Kiva picks up limbs in the woods. You mean like human limbs, Kim? That was Maya's ambition in life, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Yeah. Whenever somebody... Look at that.
Whenever a body was found in a wood, it was always by a dog walker.
I think she means tree limbs.
Oh, right.
Limbs of trees, not people, Mike. But I agree with you. It was Mayer's ambition in life. He'd sit listening to the news and it would be, and a dog walker found the body. And he'd just look at Mike as though, you're so useless. You never find a body with me. And then this particular day, Mike was like, should I go to Park A or should I go to Park B? And he decided to go to Park A. That was the day. It was actually a TV actress, wasn't it? Found a body in a van at the park. Maya never forgave him. Oh. Well, they do, don't they? Honestly, whenever you hear of a body being found, it's always a dog walker. You do wonder about the dogs, don't you? Maya would have found a body left alone. If he wasn't hampered by Mike, he would have found a body. If he'd have had to have gone, mind you, I did worry about that. See, if he'd have had to have gone to the undertakers. Because we had to take the paperwork to the undertakers, and Maya always howled at ambulances whether the person was dying or deceased. And I said, I think I'll park up the road. And Mum said, why? I said, Mum, undertakers, you know, dead bodies. And she went, I'm sure he'll be fine. This was after I'd taken him to the crematorium. Now, I didn't take, obviously wasn't taking Maya. That sounds bad. I was taking Mum to a funeral at the crematorium. I was sitting in the car with Maya and I was just thinking, you know, I'm going to have to leave the engine running here because if he starts howling, I'm going to have to leave. He was really good though, actually. He was very good. So he didn't serenade them.
We had a barking fest earlier.
We did have a barking fest earlier. But look at her. She's peaceful now.
She
looks so funny upside down, doesn't she? They say that's when they really trust you. And she will let you stroke her and play with her paws on anything. And she just sleeps through it. Oh, too, too cute. Too cute. And your little feet. Her claws are actually quite long, aren't they?
Mm.
I don't fancy cutting claws. Do you do that, Kim? I know it might be needed, but I don't fancy doing that. I'd file them maybe, but I don't think I'd take clippers to them because if they start bleeding, they won't stop. So Maya never needed it done because he would be outside on the concrete all the time. Lola seems to have quite long claws. So when she's leaning against the metal cabinets like that, all you can hear is like rustling of feet, isn't it? It's like mice running across the floor. And it's her little claws rat-a-tatting on it. Oh, just so cute. It's hump day, isn't it? It's Wednesday. Why did I think it was Tuesday, Mike? Nope, I've got no recollection either. What can we do tomorrow?
Maybe that's what the woman from the webinar company thought.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what we can do to play with young Jonathan's mind tomorrow. Poor Jonathan.
I'm supposed to have a webinar tomorrow.
Well, anything could happen then, couldn't it? You're going to have to get in touch with the company. We're like, hello, where were you?
I've already done that.
And have they been back to you?
No.
That's bizarre.
And that email I got was from somebody who had hunted me down on the internet.
Oh, he's got a stalker.
Yeah. And had booked on the webinar and never received any confirmation.
Well, there you go. You've now got a direct client. Yeah. How's that sorted then? Oh, Kim's very brave. You do cut Kiva's nails. You're lucky she's white nails so you can see the quick. Well, Lola's got that much fur. I would be very worried trying to do that. I would. So I always say to Mike, you know, her walks need to be like half grass, half concrete. Just to keep. Luckily, when you're walking her, you've got to walk on the pavements, on the roads, etc., to get to the park. So the only difference to that would be if you're driving to a park because it's further away. Just so she's got different parks to look at. But they're still quite long, no matter what you do with them. Maybe it's just the way she's made. Maybe boys and girls are different in that regard. Maybe Maya was biting his. I wouldn't have put anything past him.
True.
Oh, he was so much fun, but literally. Good night, Renee. We'll head off as well. I've only got one night tomorrow before Two Show Friday. And that's followed by Two Show Saturday and Show in the Afternoon on Sunday. So I've got that many emails to write. And I completely rebuilt Notion while I was at it.
And there's a match on.
So it's a busy, busy, busy night. I've got to sort out with Mike when we're actually going to send these emails. So look out for an email at some point. So, Tony, this might well be your first one. Have you sent the thing to WhatsApp?
Not yet. Shall I press the button?
Press the button. Put Kath out of her misery. I've totally forgotten what the theme is. Mike will tell you what the theme is.
We don't need no education.
I've remembered now.
Right, it's gone.
Oh, do you know, I've got some devious ones with that. Education. Well, what am I?
A trainer.
And who's one of my favourite bands? Train. Ooh, can I get away with that? Can I get away with that? We'll find out. We'll find out. But anything education related, lessons, teaching, schools. Could you have children? Oh, books. You could have books.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything education related. Right, okay then. So I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.